I'm sorry, I feel that some of my suffering in the current situation comes from feeling compassion with regard to specific suffering that I'm aware of, and not acting in response to it. And I'm just thinking of like kind of the usefulness of certain fictions or stories to frame a patient long-term effort to affect change. Say with regard to, I mean, you could pick anything. You could pick addressing climate issues or immigration or anything like that. So I don't want to get just completely lost in, you know, day in, day out. Oh, that's sad. Working with that on the feeling level. And also don't want to take action with an idea about, you know, everything's going to change and it's all going to be...
It's all going to be better,
But there is reality. And there is the reality that actions do have actual real-world consequences.
Yeah.
So one can work collectively in the domain of citizenship, for example. With other people.
I think that's important to realize that you can do that. I mean, you have to exercise restraint and caution, and that's where it's important to make skillful choices in terms of, you know, who does one associate with, who does one, what does one give one's attention and energy to, whether it's one which cause or group, or but also, you know, being able to step back in terms recognizing that you know, one may or may not see results, but that doesn't. And just because one doesn't see results doesn't mean one shouldn't do something. And that's, you know, it's really important to say that the causes are, to put the causes into something that's the only way that change is going to happen. And if there are no causes put in, no causal conditions laid down, then change will not happen. Or it'll happen in ways that are, you know, completely different than what one's hoping for. And